everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is in the 3 o'clock half hour block. That means it is Maggie and the Millionaires Talk Money. My special guest today is Morris Pearl. He is the board chair of the Patriotic Millionaires and a former managing director of BlackRock, the world's largest investment firm. We've been talking about Donald Trump's record on taxes. Let me summarize. Tax cuts for the wealthiest, the 100 millionaire sets, tax cuts for the largest, most consistently profitable corporations, and pittance to the rest of us. And it's only going to get worse if Donald Trump is reelected. More tax cuts for the billionaire bros. We may create the world's first trillionaire. More corporate tax cuts, which means less tax cuts for working people. By definition, you give one billionaire one tax cut, that's a whole tons of thousands of hundreds of thousands of us that can't get that same tax break. Why would we be giving billionaires bigger tax breaks? It defies any reasonable explanation at all. Morris knows all about it. Let's dig into some of those tax questions, and then we'll take your questions and or texts. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Kamala Harris supports raising the capital gains tax rate and taxing, quote, unrealized gains. So as wealth is increasing, even if people haven't sold the asset that created that wealth increase, she thinks we should tax that. For those not familiar with this or familiar with what capital gains are, can you explain what this is and what she's proposing?
Let me talk about income. Your income is the money you get in your paycheck every week with taxes deducted from it. That's how most people get their income. And every week, taxes are deducted. Some people, like investors, get their income from just sort of sitting here watching the numbers and your screen go up as the stock prices go up. And from the stock market, we don't pay any taxes on that. That's the secret. That doesn't count as income until you sell the stock. I don't need to sell the stock ever. I can just withdraw money from my brokerage account, run a negative cash balance, and do that for my entire life. It's called buy, borrow, die. And it works great. That's how Elon Musk makes tons of money and pays no tax at all. We only have an income tax in our country. If you don't have any income, you don't have to pay any income taxes. It's that simple. You don't need an army of accountants or lawyers or anyone else. If you don't want to pay income tax, just don't have any income. It's simple enough.
Yeah, this is one of those things that, again, a dollar created from work and a dollar created from wealth are economically identical. Why we tax work more heavily than we tax the dollar created from wealth, again, defies any reasonable explanation. I do get questions all the time, Morris, about but the deficit. When we talk about tax and wage policy and trying to address our deficit, how does all of this fit together? Because if we start cutting taxes meaningfully for the middle class and maybe even giving a tax vacation for people that are only earning poverty level wages, what does that do for our deficit? Can we still pay? Can we still manage our deficit? Can we pay it down? Yes. How is that going to work?
Yes, I'm not worried about our deficit. The government of the United States creates dollars. They create more every year. The total number of dollars in existence goes up. When you have dollars in your pocket that you use to pay for something, or dollars in your bank account or whatever, that just means that's a symbol for how much stuff you're able to buy. As the total amount of stuff in our country goes up, as the population goes up, the total number of dollars in existence should go up. And it does. And that's been happening for decades, and it's going to happen in the future too. So I'm honestly not worried about this deficit. It's been going up since before I was born, and it's not been a problem. And it's going to go up for my granddaughter's entire lifetime too, and it's not going to be a problem for her either. It's the way of thinking about it is just not necessary, because the United States government is not like your personal checking account because they're allowed to create more dollars. They're kind of different than you and I in that we don't create dollars. We can only spend the dollars that we get somehow or other.
Thanks so much for that, Morris. Really appreciate it. Got another question from one of our texters that says, can we talk about a little bit about what it was like back in earlier times? Was our tax policy, you know, coming out of the New Deal into the 50s and 60s, how was our tax policy? How did it look then? And were Americans doing better then, middle class Americans doing better back then?
Back in the 1940s, the government actually made music videos about how patriotic it is to pay taxes. And people who are the high earners paid far higher tax than they do now, 70, 80, over 90% for the very highest earners. And they were perfectly happy doing that. And the country was doing great. Well, as long as you were white, the country was doing great.
Yes.
Black people, not so much. But that, it worked very well. And people were perfectly happy with that. And there was tons of investments. We built interstate highways. We sent astronauts to the moon. We did all kinds of crazy things, building universities and hospitals and everything else, where taxes were 70 and 80 and 90% of the highest earners. The very guy who's complaining the most about taxes going up paid 70% taxes and got a hospital named after him right down the street here. It worked great. The other side is just wrong. You know, President Trump said, you know, we're lower taxes and we're going to stop abandoning factories. People don't abandon profitable factories.
Yes.
And they don't pay tax on them at all either. So it just is a lie that somehow reducing rich people's taxes is the way to succeed.
Yeah, it doesn't make any gosh darn sense. There's only one candidate that promised sustained tax relief for middle class and working class folks, and that's Kamala Harris. The other guy's just billionaire giveaways. That's it. More burden on each and every one of us. My special thanks to Morris Pearl, board chair of the Patriotic Millionaires, my friend and now yours, for sharing his wisdom with us. I'm Maggie Dawn. Keep it locked. Dom Salvia comes up next here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.